Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Maybe this song is more appropriate than ever before. Why can't we all just get along? Why can't we all be friends? I consider all of you friends, and I know that Victoria and Kara are considered friends, and they consider you friends as well. Help yourself with the conversation. What you need to know about the continuing, and it sounds like a silly CNN, the continuing story of what's going on. In Dallas. It isn't just Dallas. It's not a story of Dallas. It's a story of our country and maybe a story around the world. Life, prejudice, people's understanding or misunderstanding of what reality is, living in a world of racial violence, white and black, the murders of these people caught on video earlier last week, which led to the circumstance where innocent Dallas policemen, just looking to protect the rights of protesters to speak at a peaceful rally, gunned down by a lone black man who had hatred in his heart. He had gone to some place called the Academy of Combative Warrior Arts. Huh? Why do we need to have a combative? I mean, that's a free country. Why is there need for, or why would there be interest in, a place, combative warrior arts, unless you, well, I wonder about this in general, maybe this place in specific. The founder is a guy named Justin Everman. His statement was corroborated by the police. There are a lot of suspicious characters now, and it seems to me, it feels to me, Victoria, like we're going back to the time when the IRS said, if your next door neighbor is living beyond his means, you should report him to the IRS.
When did that happen?
Oh, that's about 12, 14 years ago. Maybe longer than that now that I think about it. The IRS was on a campaign to have neighbors rat on their neighbors. So wow. If your neighbor just bought a new boat, you should call us. Yeah, that kind of stuff. Yeah, because the suggestion was, if it looks like your neighbor is living beyond his means, he's cheating the government of tax revenue. So
right.
In this, now in the atmosphere that we're living in, we have people who, you know, reporting all kinds of suspicious characters. We go to the airport and you listen to the announcements. If there's someone, if there's a suspicious bag around, call the nearest police or TSA representative so that the bag can be checked. Everybody's guilty of something. There's dirt being done everywhere. Are we ever going to have the peace and quiet that we, many of us, grew up around? Even in suburban areas, even in rural areas of this country, is there any peace? Can we have peace? Or are we just too big and out of control, too angry, too nervous? Whatever it is. And then there's the conspiratorial side of me that thinks, all right, well, let's shoot them up on the white police officers, kind of calm down, or at least that was the suggestion or intent from some. All right, this will quiet things down, but it didn't. Protests over the weekend were more aimed at black, depending on your interpretation, the outrageous events that took place that affected black men. I think one of them is a slam dunk in the bad category. The other one I'm not so sure of yet, but that fellow, is that how you pronounce his name? Castile? I think it is.
Yeah, Philando Castile.
I don't see how you're going to ever come out of that thinking that he was anything other than an innocent person. It should not have. There's no way that went down the right way. No way that I can see. The other one, maybe. I don't know. You have to do a little stretching there. But as is usually the case here, trying to find the good side of all of this brings us around to a crowdfunding site called Razoo. You're familiar with that? Razoo started a fundraiser to support the Dallas police victims and their families. This is a group that's working with police to determine the best way to funnel donations directly to the victims and their family members. The site announced that it has waived its standard 5% processing fee in order to give the full amount raised to the organization. I'm not familiar with this, Victoria Razzou. I know GoFundMe, we talk a lot about them.
It's similar. Yeah, it's definitely, it started, I think, later after Indiegogo and GoFundMe and things like that, and Kickstarter. Mm-hmm. But it's another one of the same, you know, very similar.
But is it a for-profit? Normally it says, well, it takes 5% out. I think GoFundMe takes
well, they all do some on some level.
Out.
I don't
but
know.
But GoFundMe is normally a non-profit or a way to help.
Yeah.
People, this is, I don't know.
Kickstarter takes a percentage, Razzou takes a percentage, and Indiegogo does too. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, how much money there is, do you know?
I do not know yet, but I don't know that they're making that public, but we can find that out.
Nah, it's not. It's just a good, this is a good way for us to sort of funnel some of our angst. And it is, we're a very giving country. We're a strange country. We really are. Maybe it's because there are so many people from so many different places that it makes us an interesting place, and that's putting it mildly. We are, where maybe some people think we're too diverse. Are we? Is there any such thing as too much diversity? There is something that is on the other side of it. There's too much singular thinking. I think you find a lot of that in the Middle East, and more any, I think, more in the Middle East than anywhere else on our planet. Singular thinking. There are other countries and places where it's hard to find diversity, and they don't want diversity. The Middle East doesn't want diversity. They just don't. It's just obvious by what's going on in many different corners over there.
I don't think we're diverse enough. And I think there are so many communities where a lot of, you know, where a lot of racial tension and not even just racial, it's against other religions. I mean, there's, I think those, that mentality comes from a homogenized upbringing. And when everything is all the same and then one thing becomes different, whether it's a religion or a family that moves into town that's different from everyone else, that's when, that seems to be where we get into a lot of trouble. So I think we are not diverse enough.
How do you fix that? Do you force diversity into an area?
No, it's just, it's a mentality. I think it's a mentality as well. It's just, there should be a genuine curiosity that
why
people
should there
have.
Be? Why should there be?
Because we don't live, because we live in a country that has pockets of great diversity. Mm-hmm. So it would be, to me, it's un-American to not think about diversity and embrace diversity. That's supposedly what our country was founded on, but everyone seems to forget what we were actually founded on. And
We were founded on a principle of wanting to get away from the Brits. That's what we were founded on. The principle of having religious freedom and getting away from the tyranny of the of the British leadership.
But then to go and perpetuate the same notions that we were trying to escape to begin with has been a big problem for our country. And I don't know. It's a shame that we've gotten away from that. fighting our own fight. Oh, well, we're being religiously persecuted. Then let's go start start our own country. And then it started out okay. And then let's just perpetuate all the same ugliness that we were trying to get away from.
I don't think we ever started out okay. We had slavery from the very beginning.
No, I know. But I think the ideology for a lot of religious freedoms in the beginning, I think we had the right idea.
There's a difference between ideology and reality. And that maybe is why we have the conundrum that we have right now. Good, interesting food for thought. Quarter past the hour. Here's some food for thought as you think about deflation. As you think about your investments, as you think about your money, how are you doing in the return department, in the security department? If we put the two together, returns and security, it seems like it's an oxymoron because one doesn't equal the other anymore, or does it? How about an 8% yield over 1 year with monthly checks coming to you that you can take, or you can reinvest the money if you like, in the Commercial Real Estate Income Fund? The website for Commercial Real Estate Income Funds is just that, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. Watch the video. See what can happen to your money. $25,000 is the minimum requirement. A lot of people are calling 888-444-2102 to get information about these funds, which lend money to commercial real estate developers. They use it to renovate existing properties or build new ones. And because real estate doesn't fluctuate much in value, at least while it's being built, the people who are looking to get out of the stock market because it's so volatile and get out of the bond market because there's nothing there, look at something like this and think, wow, this is a great idea. So why not find out for yourself? Call 888-444-2102 or go online to commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. See what you can do with your money. Watch as it explains how you're protected, what you get out of it. This is an alternative way, an alternative source to get a secure 8% in a 0% world. Go to commercialrealestateincomefunds.com or call them at 888-444-2102. 5-minute video at the site you can watch, which explains it all. 888-444-2102, 8% guaranteed secure.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This flame-throwing all-star was one of the most dominant relievers during his career. He collected 314 saves in just 9 seasons and helped the San Francisco Giants win the 2002 National League pennant.
Double play, and this one is over! And Rob Nen with a big hug to Benito Santiago.
So where is Rob Nen now? After the 2002 World Series, Rob underwent multiple shoulder surgeries and rehab for 2 years. His hope was to keep playing, but he finally retired in 2005. Rob's been a spring training instructor and occasional front office assistant for the Giants, but mostly he works with kids, his own and the junior Giants.
It's definitely fun to give back to the kids and have a chance to be around them. They've given their support to us for so long, and I think now it's time for us to support them and help them any way we can.
A straight pitch from Rob Nen. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
John Bramlett is an unusually gifted painter. He's also an inspiration to countless people.
Just after he turned 30, the lights went out. John went blind, and the cause is still unknown.
At first, he was sad, frustrated, and angry. He turned to painting, something he had always wanted to do.
That's when he made an amazing discovery. He says he sees better now than he did before.
He learned to distinguish colors by their feel. He developed his memory so he could picture the painting in his mind as he touches it with his hands.
You have gifts you may not even know about. You don't have to wait for a major life event to discover them.
But even adversity can lead to big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Ever heard that old expression, everything's negotiable? Well, it's true, and more true than ever before. Here's the common sense and the social science of it. Difficult economic times call for new coping strategies, and while some people find it distasteful to haggle over a price, nowadays it's expected. Department stores now allow their sales force to discount marked prices, but only if you ask for it. And get this, physicians, dentists, and other healthcare professionals will give you a discount, but you have to ask. Why? It's easier to take less money immediately than go through the ordeal of filing insurance and waiting for a little bit more cash. What's the cheap psychological trick? Ask for a discount and ye shall receive, but you have to ask nicely. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.